Boogie. Good morning.
In the morning. Fourth one.
We're on board the Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and I've got the lovely Frank Galsey, who is general manager, with us. General manager of a ship of this size and a ship of this luxuriousness must have some pressure. What is the most stressful part of your job?
The weather. Every day is a challenge, but a good challenge. You know, we have a lot of pressure from our guests. You know, as you know, the ship was the title of the ship, the Seven Seas Explorer, is the most luxurious ship ever built. So a lot of guests have a lot of high expectation, and that's my position and my role on board.
So tell us about an average day. You know, for example, you arrive somewhere. Some of your guests will go into Edinburgh for the day, and they'll have a few hours in town and then come back. So is most of your job sort of in the evening and overnight then, or how does it work?
The entire day. You know, from the day we arrived and until they're all going to sleep, even though during the night also, because I'm looking after the medicals and things like that. So. Always a little bit of challenging every day, but, you know, to make sure that we will feed them. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, tea time. They're always hungry.
When you get the job, the gig of being captain of the most luxurious cruise liner in the world, no pressure. I mean, how did it make you feel? Do you feel nervous?
No, not nervous. I would say extremely happy, proud. It's always nice, you know, your work to be recognized and to have a company who gives you this amazing opportunity. And I have to say it has been an amazing challenge because it's not only to follow the building of the ship, but it's to take the ship out from D1 and to make sure, you know, you deliver and you live through the expectation of everyone, which is obviously sky high. And just to be able to put the team together, to work together, to go through this challenging but very interesting time was just an amazing experience.
Now, how much of your time, Stanislas, is spent actually on the bridge, steering the ship and plotting the route?
Not so much, as a matter of fact. Maybe 15-20% of my time is really strictly...
You still have the big wheel that you, you know, you turn the big wheel?
It's a really tiny wheel now, or a joystick. Nowadays it's more a management job, so I work very closely with the three head of department who take care of the deck, engine and hotel, and so my job is more to make sure that everything is, you know, proper on board, that we follow the rules and the ship is doing what is operating the way we should operate.
So we've spoken to the captain, we've spoken to the general manager, but this fella here is the cruise director.
Ooh.
So he's the fella. This is John. If you want a freebie, Arlene, he's the man to speak to.
All right, John.
Tell me. Yeah.
You obviously have a certain level of clientele on board this ship.
Right. And she doesn't mean she doesn't reach that.
All right, thanks. No, but it must be quite a challenge. Being a cruise director on other ships is a tough job.
Right.
But I would imagine this is a really tough gig.
You know, it used to be. And then as you get older as a cruise director, you realise everyone still loves Elvis. Everyone still loves the Beatles. You know, so we have a really great product on board. And as soon as I got over the fact that they're all rich and famous or whatever and just started entertaining them, they started to love it. So really, I'm just doing what I do on other ships, but maybe cutting out some of the other... you know, bits and pieces that I would normally have said.
Now, we do this little boat trip called Boogie in the Boat from Newcastle to Amsterdam.
Right.
We do that once a year. And one of us in our team, not looking at Martin in particular, tends to get a bit seasick.
Oh.
But he's a professional and he just goes through. He just works through it. But you guys must have that from time to time if you come across rough seas. I mean...
Of course.
To cover for each other if there's an issue?
Some of the new dancers get seasickness, but the old salty sea dogs who have been around for 20 years...
That's you and I.
Yeah. We tend to just roll with the punches, you know. But there's only one real cure to seasickness, and that's Ginger. And this cruise, she's in Suite 601.
Hey!
Very good.
Oh, sorry. For a second, I was thinking... I need to try that the next time. Get a little sprig of ginger. And
I thought you were going to say gin. I said, "Oh, I've already tried that."
Oh yeah,
didn't work.
Right, Arlene, food, your favourite topic,
and yours,
yeah.
I believe.
Look at me.
I know. And we have the two head honchos on board this magnificent ship. These are the people to ensure that the food is ready on time, and it's exactly what the customer requires. That is one big job, isn't it? So, Chef, if we can come to you first of all, how do you plan for a week's sailing, for example, the ordering in, the working out what you're going to eat and when and how much quantity you need is enormous.
We serve on a daily basis 1,300 meals, every breakfast, lunch, dinner, room service 24 hours, night shift for guests and crew. So it's a huge operation. For this, we schedule, we know the menu 2 weeks ahead, what we're going to prepare, the main things. And after, it's always the same base of protein, vegetable. We have an enormous amount of vegetable variety. Protein, all the beef, the lamb, all the poultry, all the lobster, different kind of lobster. It's enormous.
Danielle, your job is you manage it all.
Can you give us some of the stats, a breakdown for the most luxurious cruise liner in the world? So what are the breakdown? Bottles of champagne. Presumably it's not, you know, a cheap bottle of Plonk you get from Aldi's.
Primarily we are advertised as being an all-inclusive ship. So you will have a complimentary selection that is relatively wide, and it can be actually updated, and we can purchase, same like the chef can have, go to the fish market and purchase his fish. I can actually buy local wines, liquors, maybe whiskey since we're here. And the complimentary list is extensive, but for the real wine enthusiast, there is a premium wine list with over 200 labels and some of the finest champagnes and classified Bordeaux and Super Tuscans. At an additional cost for the guest, they will be available on board. So that's another part that makes us special.
So how much, for example, for one of those bottles of premium champagnes?
A bottle of Dom Perignon will be about $199. We go through complimentary bottles, like 960 bottles of champagne, complimentary in 10 days, served around the ship.
960
10
days.
Yes. That sounds like a party. I want
hell
to be
a party
at all.
That is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds
fantastic.
That's what Arlene's got on.
Wait until you hear how many pounds of lobster he serves. 1,800.
Well, I know.
I will serve on 2,000 pounds of lobster for all the variety, all the restaurant. I will go up to, up to 12 to 14 kilo of caviar. It's going up there. Beef tenderloin, we go up to 1,800 pounds. Just a simple ingredient like the potato. For a 2 weeks period on the potato, we're going to use around almost 4,000 pounds of potato. For 2 weeks. When you order the pineapple for 14 days is going to be 1,800 pounds, actually. You're using more on pineapple now. 1,800 pounds.
Wow. A lot of pina coladas.
There's a lot of slicing, isn't there, involved there.
I wanted to ask about housekeeping. I mean, that must be a mammoth task every day, because every day the room has to be absolutely immaculate, right?
Yeah, there is a morning service and afternoon service that they will do for the guests. The team is over 100 crew members, including the butlers as well, and they actually comply to a variety of requests, including for the Regent Suite, there is a bed sheets menu that they can choose from.
A bed sheet menu.
Yes. We actually store 4 different kinds of pillows on board that they can choose from, and the bed sheets for the Regent Suite, the one upstairs, the most expensive suite, 4 different types of bed sheets they can select.
So what kind of bed? Because I'm guessing satin's not on there.
There is satin, silk.
Polyester won't be there.
No, polyester won't be there. We're talking about organic cottons, and we're talking
Egyptian
about
cottons and stuff like
that.
Oh. I've never heard of a pillow menu. That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
But you see, pillows are so important.
Like gel, you know, the one I'm talking about, feathers, gel, water.
Goose down, maybe.
Yes, those options are available on board for guests with allergies, for guests with certain, medical conditions that they will require.